capital record break.
The Windmill Collection of LPs on offer at Boots now. Fantastic sounds to suit everyone. Music for the millions. There's soul sounds, ballads, classical works, children's LPs, instrumental hits, today's pop songs, and dozens more really terrific sounds to choose from. So hurry to Boots Record Departments and buy your Windmill LPs now while stocks last. Normal price, 79p. Offer price for a limited period, only 64p at Boots now.
Independent Radio News at 1. This is Robin Houston. A former Greek president is sentenced to death for treason. In Leeds, the Headingley saboteurs are remanded in custody, and there's another pub bomb attack in Northern Ireland. In Athens, George Papadopoulos, the former Greek president, has been sentenced to death by a high civil court who found him guilty of treason and insurrection. From Athens, Karen Hope reports.
Papadopoulos, former tank commander Stelianos Patakos, and former artillery colonel Nicholas Makarezos were found guilty by a special appeal court of high treason and military insurrection. At the end of a four-week trial, eight other defendants received sentences of life imprisonment. Another seven will serve between 20 and 5 years in jail, and two were acquitted for lack of evidence. Their lawyer said he will appeal the sentences to Greece's highest court within 5 days. As he was leaving the courtroom in Korydallos prison, Papadopoulos told newsmen he had no comment to make on the sentences. But Patakos, who was following behind, said, "Everything is fine."
Back home, three members of the Free George Davis campaign have been remanded until September the 1st by a Leeds magistrate in connection with the sabotage of the Headingley Test wicket. They're Colin Dean, who's Davis's brother-in-law, Peter Chappell, and Geraldine Hughes. It's understood the three are now planning a hunger strike in protest against the remand order. Last night, Dean confessed on television that he dug up the pitch with a knife and fork and then poured oil in the holes. Davis is a former East London minicab driver serving a 20-year sentence at Albany Jail on the Isle of Wight for his part in an armed robbery last year in which a policeman was shot and wounded. In Northern Ireland, two people have died in a bombing and shooting attack on a Catholic bar in Armagh. One of the dead was the landlord. At least 20 others were injured in the explosion, some of them seriously. And still in Northern Ireland, three Catholics and a Protestant have been shot in separate incidents in Craigavon in County Armagh. None was seriously wounded. The Watchfield Bank Holiday Pop Festival is now underway amid complaints from local residents about the noise. The villagers say they were kept awake by loud rock music in the early hours of this morning before the festival was due to start. One of the angry residents is Alan Booty.
"It is an infringement upon our civil liberties. We've been told this and we've been told that. The facts have been misconstrued. We've not always been told the truth. And I honestly and truly feel that if Mr. Rohr was any person at all, and he's supposed to be the man that's organising this, knowing that this was amplified music this morning from, I would say, about 1 o'clock this morning, and it went on certainly until 3:30, he would have found it within his powers to have stopped it, if he had one atom of decency about him at all."
In the north, there's a bank holiday coach crash. The coach was carrying 26 people from Barnsley in Yorkshire to Morecambe on the Lancashire coast. It crashed with a lorry on the M62. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past one.
Thank you, Robin. And the weather outside the studio, it's like this, sort of, right until the horizon. Lots of cloud, but little blue bits in between. This is me, and if you've just joined us...
Hello.
Welcome to the Cuddly Cane Show.
Precisely.
Okay, Gloria, where were you?
Richard, darling, you know you're my man. Oh, you got to...
That's Gloria Gaynor. All I want is you, sweet loving, honey, child, Uberucci. I saw Kojak for the first time in my life last night. I've always managed to be out or doing something, having a bath or working out with the loofah when he's been on in the past, but last night I caught up with it. It was smashing, isn't it? I really liked it. I thought, oh, not another American New York cop thing. But he really is spiffing. I shall watch out for that. I'm just in time for the repeats. Thank God for repeats, I say. 6:01, contest time now. Classical, this one is, so if you've got posh brain buds, this is for you. Tell me the composer of these three quickies.
Thank you.
Okay, on the telephone, 388-1255. Let's hear from you.
Late at night when the wind is still, I'll come flying through your door.